Welcome to the Shulamite Podcast, an extension of Shulamite Ministries and Shulamite.com, with weekly interviews and teaching with author and speaker Martha Kilpatrick and hosted by John Enslow. This weekly podcast is a way to stay connected to the ministry. So come experience anointed messages, not giving just another method, but a living impartation.
Well, I want to tie what LaDonna said and what he said together, because aren't the boxes just law? And then the Spirit doesn't do law. The law of the Spirit is His will, and it's His life. Mm-hmm. But our law is our rules and our checkboxes that really, they remove us from actual relationship. Because if you're based, so I hate obligation, obligatory things. Just for me, rob the spontaneity and the freshness and the passion behind. If you have to have a day, I'm just giving this as an example of Mother's Day or Father's Day. If you have to have a day that you're going to do that, it robs some of the freshness of it. Mm-hmm. It takes some of it away. If I just in the middle of a week, random week, have that desire to love, to send love, to then that's more meaningful, you know? Okay, I know I'm getting a card, or I know I'm going to get some flowers, I know I'm going to get some candy, I know I'm going to get something because it's Mother's Day. Well, how about in the middle of the week on, July 12th? And so I think that he's not interested in our laws, in our checkboxes and our laws, because it robs him of the ability to have our heart. Boxes are not heart. And that's our presence is connected to our heart, and his presence is connected to his. And that heart union is what he's looking for.
And see, this is where I want to encourage you, Kyle, because this is extremely wonderful. This man is a contemplative. How did he find out that he was under law? By contemplating, staying wherever in your thoughts or wherever you were. You got the answer because you listen. He is going to be, no wonder the devil's after him. Because he has, at this age of his life, he can sit and put the pieces together, which you have to do by staring. I call mine is staring. But I'm really waiting for it to unroll. And you, in your sitting on the porch weeping, you were given the answer, law. And it's primal. It's a bottom line. It's a foundational thing. You're either raised on law or grace. What you got as the interpretation and the name of it is brilliant. And most people, men are not prone to being contemplative. Is that right or wrong? Is that a judgment? And you are facing it full on with your whole heart. As crunched and broken as you are, you're still facing it like a warrior. You're going to look straight in the eye of this suffering, and you come out with the answer. And the answer is eternal. Eternally, he's going to liberate you from law. Law is gone. It's dead. The law is transcended by Christ Jesus. Now it's blood, the blood of the Lamb and the indwelling of Christ. He's going to come and indwell you and be the man you were meant to be when God created you back way yonder. And I want you to be encouraged, because I don't say that. But you have a contemplative spirit. You think about things and look at them. You don't make up nice stories, or you don't cover it up. You don't hide it from yourself. Jesus taught me in inner healing that he said there's a box where you place all the emotions you don't want to feel. But if people will simply live in their emotions, they will find out a lot about themselves and life. Well, you live in your heart and from your heart. Most men don't open their hearts to be that vulnerable. even to tell us, is vulnerable. But what you are, what God has established in you from such serious and painful things while of your childhood, somehow you were able to develop a capacity to wait and look and think. And that's called being contemplative. That's called what? You got a word. It's listening to yourself. Most people don't listen to their self. And you listen to what you're going through and you get the name of it. And when you get the name of it, you're free. It's interesting. The Lord always said to me, find the name. Always find the name. When you find the name, you're free. So now we know that you are dying and you are surviving by the Spirit. You're doing really great. Don't you think, LaDonna? I think he's doing great. Because you could shut down in bitterness and become a gangster. I don't mean you. But I mean the option is to go to hell or to go to heaven. And that choice is made right here on this soil. And you're choosing rightly. You're choosing to be interested in what your life is like, being interested in what's going on, being willing to stare at it and live it. I think I may have told you this, that my granddaughter, oh, my precious granddaughter, was going through something, a flight attendant. She was going through something, and I don't even know how bad it was. But I said to her, Anna Claire, you have to go through it. You can't go around it, or you will miss the story. You'll miss the victory. You have to live it. And she said, oh, Mimi, I got it. And she did. She has gone through it, feeling everything with all her emotions of disappointment, whatever they were. And then she comes out on the other side. She's getting closer to her destiny because she was willing to live it. And you would say, open your heart to it. And that's what you've done, Kyle. You've opened your heart to feel it all, to experience it all, to experience the horror of it. You've been willing to call it, it's a horror. It is dying. There's no way to soft pedal that. It's terrible. And it's the way to Jesus. And you're doing well. You're doing courageously to sit on the porch and cry and then admit it. That's courage right there. So, amen. I'll stop. But I'm proud of you. I'm proud of you that you didn't get mad at me for not coming, because I figured it would be justified. I just kept arguing with the Lord. Can I just do a dinner? He's mine. Don't you touch him. No comfort unless it's God. Oh, my goodness. What a morning. Amazing as usual, because he came.
We hope you've enjoyed the Shulamite podcast. For all the latest from Shulamite Ministries, please visit us at shulamite.com, where you'll find Martha's daily devotions, posts from getalongwithgod.com, and the online library of all of Martha's writings. At shulamite.com, downloading the free Shulamite app is easy, and livingchristianbooks.com is only a click away. Thank you for joining us on this journey to discover a God worth knowing.